The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Across the UK, because Mr. Danny Dyer is on the phone. Danny, how are you?
I'm very well. I sounded riveted in that conversation.
I tell you, mate, you have missed it. Well, we're talking about, we're actually going to ask you about it. We're talking about dirty sheets. We had some person text us, Danny, to tell us that they went to school, or went to college, excuse me, with somebody who hadn't changed their sheets once during their college years. They said she was manky.
It was a girl as well.
Listen, cages were a bit useless, didn't we, to be fair. I mean, define a manky sheet. I mean, it's hard to define, really, isn't it? You know what I mean?
There was one guy, Danny, that told us he doesn't change his bed sheets until his mother arrives over, does it for him, and by then, every couple of months, they're like plywood by the time she gets to them.
Oh, gross.
In a way, he sounds like a bit of a hero. Love it. Waits for his mother to have a sheet sorted out, sweet as a nut. I'll tell you what I can't stand, sequined quilts. I've got a real problem with that. You know, when they got sequined, it's like you might as well just get like a duvet with sandpaper on it.
Do you know who
doesn't understand it?
And I hate to kind of mention her because she's so lovely, but Kylie Minogue has a bed linen range and they're all sequined.
Really?
They literally cut the skin off you, Danny.
If it was Kylie Minogue's bed, I would have a moan.
You're
doing
it.
You're making exceptions.
You'd still jump in it, wouldn't you? You wouldn't go, babe, I'd be fun. You've got sequin quilts. Can we call it off? Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Priorities. I like it.
Listen, you're stuck in traffic. What part of London are you at the moment?
I'm right in the heart of it on Regent Street, mate. It is absolute chaos, I tell you. This is what winds me up. And I'll do a bit of this in my book, congestion charge, right? So they're charging everyone loads of dough to stop the congestion. It's got worse. So not only are they rinsing the life out of everyone for money, the traffic's worse. So I just don't get it. You know, what's it all about? What is it? Just cut his gridlock, mate. Gridlock.
Well, listen, Danny, what we love about you is you're not really backwards and coming forwards, really. You just say it as you see it, don't you, about everything, really?
I'll have you know I'm very well media trained. No, I tried all that, mate. It just didn't suit me, you know what I mean? It's just not really my thing, you know what I mean? I'm just like, you know, a peasant from a council estate who's happened to quack on a little bit as an actor.
I've
never really changed who I am. Never really. I have earned a few quid, yeah. You know, I've had my good times and my bad times, and you know what it's like. But, I've tried to stay as true to myself as I possibly can, because if you don't, I think you're banging trouble.
Yeah. Well, listen, speaking of good times and bad times, in the book you talk about West Ham United, because obviously you're a West Ham fan. I was born in 78, so I would have grown up through the 80s as well, when West Ham were, you know, doing well, I suppose, getting the cup finals and stuff. Have those days ever going to come back, Danny?
Well, at the moment, I think we're looking strong, mate. I mean, it's a beautiful time to be a West Ham fan. We're moving to a new ground. That's a bit sad. I mean, you know, the ground we've got at the moment's been there since 1905. It's all my memories. They're going to knock it down, whack up some flats within 3 weeks. All that history gone, you know. But I like the club at the moment, you know, and I think Slaven Bilic is a great manager. So it's constant heartbreak being a West Ham fan. So at the moment, it's a beautiful thing, mate. I'm loving it, man.
Your hero growing up, let me guess, and I haven't done the research on this, would it have been somebody like Julian Dix?
I love Julian. Love Julian. Love what he stood for. Love wearing a shirt. You know what I mean? Kicked Vinnie Jones up in the air early doors. You know, I remember that game. you know, the passion, I think, sometimes has gone in football with players. It's all about contracts, money, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, back in the day, it was like, yeah, I want to play for this club. I love this club. And I'll die for the club. And I sort of miss them days, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like the likes of Steven Gerrard, you know, someone like that growing up in Liverpool as a boy.
Yeah,
although
he has slipped off to LA to, you know, he's on about $300,000 a week.
Yeah, would you blame him? Would you blame him?
No, not really, mate, to be fair. You know what I mean? He's took his missus and kids out there, living it up in LA. Bless him. Good luck to the man. Nothing but respect for him.
It's the same with Robbie Keane. Why not? Like, you know, you finish out your career in the sunshine and a few quid. Right, tell us more about the book. What's it called? It's called Life Lessons.
Life Lessons from the East End, and it's not an autobiography, it's just me basically just ranting about life and about, you know, my opinions on certain things. As you just said, I don't really hold back on certain things. There's no structure to it, really. I just go off on mad tangents. I'm 38 years of age now. I talk a bit about fame and what it can do to your brain and, you know, reality TV stars and, you know, get on a right rant about all that game, you know what I mean? I can't get my head around that. I talk about, you know, obviously being a father, how tough it is. You know, it's just like sitting in a booze with me. If you're a fan of mine, it's like sitting in a booze with me for 6 days and having a right session.
Well, interesting. We've a tweet in from Gillian here who said, well, couldn't you just listen to Danny Dyer talking all day? I'm sure your wife says the same thing.
Well, listen, we can because he's in traffic. He's nothing else to do.
No, it's true. It's true, mate. I'll tell you, we're crawling along here, mate. No, my old woman, she's bored of me voice now. It's weird because my missus sounds like me. Probably weird, yeah. She's got quite a deep voice. We grew up together. I've been with her since I was like 13. So yeah, that's long enough to get bored of someone's voice, isn't it, to be fair.
There's a lot of EastEnders fans as well who I know are listening at the moment. And obviously, yeah. you're pub landlord in the Vic, Mick. And is there anything, any little snippets that you can give us, little teasers that are coming up in the storyline? Maybe even over Christmas?
I've got a great New Year episode coming up. No, I mean, I've got a big wedding coming up. Of course, it's an EastEnders wedding, so it goes bandy a little bit. I mean, I can't give too much away. Other than I get Dot pregnant. So, I mean, I think that's going to... Exactly, that's a duff, isn't it? Dot pregnant.
That's an image I didn't need now this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's a bit early for that, but too early? Too early.
No, we're all right.
I'm sworn not to give away too much, but I tell you what, last Christmas obviously was a great ep for me. It was a real gift. So they've given me New Year's Day, and it's a great ep, man. I'll tell you, we're going Jason Bourne territory. That's all I'll tell you.
Right, how many scraps have you been in now in EastEnders?
I've chinned a few people, but they deserved it. You know what I mean? I love the character I've got because I'm a family man. I'm the alpha male, but I like wearing a pink dressing gown. You know, I love my family. I'm not a Phil Mitchell type character, but don't mess with me or my family, or you will have your jaw hanging off.
Do you know what I love about your character, Danny in EastEnders, is Mick always has a great coat on.
Oh yeah, and I make sure in East London terms, you call it a smother. So that's not a rhyming thing. It just because it smothers you. So I always make sure I've got a nice smother.
I was trying to think what's
jacket.
The rhyme with
it.
I was like, smother.
They don't always have to rhyme. You know what you want with it, really. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, like, you know, I call people slice now and again. A slice is just an idiot. You know, you're not in a whole ticket. You're just a slice of a cake. You know what I mean? It can run quite deep, to be fair. But when I signed up for the job, I said, listen, I want to go as cockney as I possibly can. So they're constantly battling with me and debating it, Googling stuff. But I thought, look, I'm a true East Londoner. And, you know, if you want me to come in, let me be East London, please. To the darkest depths.
Danny, I'm going to do a London accent. You tell me if I'm East, North, West, or if I'm just like a Dublin lad from Ireland. Give him a best shot. You ready?
I have a feeling it could be the latter.
Go on, boy.
Oh, mate. Oh, what, Trico?
South African. A South African making his way in North London, that sounded like.
Doing his best, geezer. Listen, before we let you go, because you have to go to the news, you don't like Jeremy Kyle, is this true?
No, I can't stand it.
Sure, who does?
It is that kind of...
I don't know if it's anything I've got against it. I've never met them, man. I just can't stand that show and what it represents, you know what I mean? And, you know, bringing people on for entertainment and just him sitting there on his little step, you know, with his suit on three times too big for him, you know, sort of getting on the moral high ground. I just find it repulsive, really. I don't get it on any level, you know, and some of the stuff that I've done a bit of research on him, he licks his phone.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with that. Yeah, imagine that. He licks his mobile phone.
That is the
don't
world.
Ask me why. Don't ask me why, but he does.
The world according to Danny Dyer.
Danny, someday you're going to come across him and he's probably going to mention that to you.
I wouldn't be worried.
I'd love to bump into the geezer. I'd love to see what he's got to say, to be honest with you.
I'd love you to bump into him as well, to be honest, Danny.
Yeah.
Give him our love, won't you? And listen,
I will do, baby.
So good to talk to you today. The world of
lovely to
Danny
speak
Dyer.
To you. Thank
it's,
you.
It's
thank
out
you.
Now. So thank
life
you, Danny.
Lessons. Danny Dyer, everybody. Cheers, mate.
Have a wonderful day. Yeah. See you later.
Happy Christmas. Bye, bye.